As we complete our series of shiurim on Havlokas Ner Shabbos, we refer back to the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Siman Reish Samach Gimel, three seifim, which speak about the halachas about people who are not home for Shabbos. What should they do? Sifov, the Shulchan Aruch says, Bechur Maholchim Limoid Chutz Lebeitam. Lebeisom, Bachrim who go to yeshiva to learn, not at home, Tzrichim lahadlik ner Shabbos bechedrom, have to light candles in their rooms, ulevarach alav, and make a bracha. Aval mishu etzel ishtoi, somebody who is together with his wife, ain't tzach leluk bechedroi, ulevarach alav, lefish ishtem ulevarach alav. So what the Shulchan Aruch here is saying is there's a difference between someone who's married versus someone who's not married. Someone who's not married, the halacha is that they have to make their own Shabbos candles. They have to be concerned about Shabbos candles. Someone who is married can rely on their wives to light candles on their behalf. However, says the Mishnah Brura, that as we've been learning, there are two reasons to light Shabbos candles. One is because of Kavod Shabbos, and one is because of Oinig Shabbos. So the Kavod Shabbos obligation, indeed, one fulfills with his wife lighting candles on his behalf at home. Although I did see that the Paiskim, the Shalos Tshuvos, Tshuvos van Hoggis, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, discusses and what would be the halacha if one traveled so far away that he and his wife are no longer in the same time zone. Will the halacha that one's wife lighting candles on your behalf be work even in such a situation as well? He says that mi'ikar hadin, it doesn't make a difference, but he says that what's best is to have in mind that you don't want to fulfill your obligation of Neiroi Shabbos with your wife lighting on your behalf, given that you and she are not in the same time zone, and then you would be chayiv, then you would be obligated to light candles. But says the Mishnah Brura, that even though we have resolved the issue of Kavod Shabbos by this person's wife lighting for him with at home, especially if they're in the same time zone, we still have the issue of Oinig Shabbos that we've been discussing, that one is supposed to have a candle lit because of Shalom Bayis, that the room should properly be illuminated. And therefore the Mishnah Brura says, Val Hayuridim, people went to shows, Shemes Askenen Harbe Balibatim Becheder Echot, many people are in one room, Vein balabayis imohem bechedram chalaleim choyves hadlok bebracha. They have an obligation to light candles bebracha. Afilim neshem madlikam bebeisam. Even if their wives are lighting candles on their behalf at home, alkein says the Mishnah Brura, if they're lighting candles because of the Oinig Shabbos, yishtakfu kulam, that it should all combine in buying Neiroi Shabbos. And it's interesting to note that I saw from the Imrei Emes that even though we know that in Hilchus Kinyonim, in Hilchus how one is considered that he bought or sold something, there are very many intricacies, here we could rely on any type of Kinyon to make that we are all partners in this candle. And furthermore, the Paiskim also say, if there's one person that's going to go out and buy the candles and be Makna, that all of the roommates should be owners together in the candles, that's fine. V'yadlik echad, v'yivarech one of them should make the bracha, v'yichavim l'hoitzi kulam bebrachasoy. He should have kavana to be mighty all of them with that bracha. V'gam heim yichavnu lotzeis bebrachasoy, and they should have kavana to be yoytzi with his bracha. However, says the Mishnah Brura, v'im balabayis gam keni mohim, if the balabayis is together with them, b'chedram, ain't tzarech l'shtatef imoy b'pritoy. Kimish neshem adlikim b'beisam. So now says the Mishnah Brura, if I'm in a home, I'm a guest in a home, so as the chiyuv of kavod Shabbos, I could rely on my wife. And the fact that I'm in someone's home and he's lighting in his house, that is enough. Sif Sayin says, Oirech she'en lo cheder miyuchad, if you have a guest that doesn't have a cheder miyuchad in this house, a private room, v'gam ein lo milikin lo b'beisoy, tzarech l'shtatef b'pruta, as we just described, he has to give a pruta, he has to become part of the obligation of Ner Shabbos. And the next halacha is Beizu Gimel Balabatim Oichlam Makim Echad. If you have a number of people eating together, Yesh Oimu Shekalecha Mevarach Amenoir Shaloi, everybody should make their own bracha. V'yesh Megam Gim B'davar. But says the Shulchan Aruch, it's not so simple. Because what are we accomplishing with people lighting more candles? And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, V'nochen Lizor B'sofet Brachos, V'lo Yivarach Ela Echad. He says that only one person should light and make the bracha on behalf of the entire group. Hagar, but Ramah says, Avul Anu Ein Noigin Kein. We don't act this way. Each one of us lights the candle separately. So as we now review these various halachas that we have been discussing and analyze them, we come back to our original point that we've said a number of times in our shiurim, that lighting candles in Shabbos come from two separate chiyuvim. There's the chiyuv of kavod Shabbos, and there's the chiyuv of oynik Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos, we've also said, we can have fulfilled through the fact that we have electricity lit. And therefore, it's much less of a concern of oynik Shabbos when we speak about kavod Shabbos. Furthermore, as we see that if someone is a guest in someone's home, even though this is not the home where I normally live, once I'm a guest in this house, the balabais, or actually his wife, who's lighting candles in that house, that lighting of the candle serves for all of the people who are guests in the home. That means if I'm eating from their food. If, on the other hand, I'm a guest in someone's home, but I'm not eating from their food, so that's where the halacha is. I have to participate in hadlakas neiros, and we have to give a pruta or get a share in the neiros, or under the proper circumstances, which we still will discuss in Mitzvah Shem, we should have candles. We should have the candle lit in our room. The question that comes up is, what is the halacha when there are people in staying in a, when there are many people staying in a same home, and they're all eating at the same table, and as the Shulchan Aruch just said, we have an issue: should everybody light separately, or should everybody not light separately? Certainly, in the times of Chazal, this was much less of a question. Because in the times of Chazal, you could fulfill your obligation of lighting candles through your Oynik Shabbos obligation, and light candles in your room, and therefore it's your own private room, and only one of the people should light candles on the Shabbos table. Because as the Shulchan Aruch says, many people lighting candles on the table may be a situation of a bracha levatala. So certainly what would be best, if possible, is that only one person should light the candles at the Shabbos table, obviously with a bracha. We have to have candles at the Shabbos table, for as we've been saying, that is represents the Kavod Shabbos. And the other people who want to light candles shall light them in their rooms. But there are a number of conditions that need to be met. Number one, there has to be no other electricity on in that room. Because if there's other electricity on in that room, we have an issue that we already have the Oinig Shabbos. So the Paiskim suggest closed electricity and rely completely on the light. But then usually a woman is Makabel Shabbos when she lights the candle, and she wouldn't be able to turn on any lights afterwards. Only a husband could turn on the lights. Another Eitzah that I saw that the Paiskim give is that the second woman lighting candles at the Shabbos table, or if it's more than one woman, they all should light candles at the same time. Because what is the issue over here? The issue over here is, as people continue lighting candles, they're really not accomplishing anything with the additional candles. But if we're all lighting candles at the exact same time, then we are accomplishing. Another Eitzah that the Paiskim I saw suggest is that the second person should light candles which are longer than the candles that the first person lit. By lighting candles that are longer, so she is accomplishing something with the lighting of her candles. And therefore, she can light candles even if it's at the same table where the first candles were lit. If all else fails, we can rely on the Ramah, that the Ramah says that the ribui, that the more candles that there are on the table, it represents more Kavod Shabbos, and the more Kavod Shabbos that there is, this is the heter that the Or Zeruah says, the more there is on the table, the more Kavod Shabbos there is. Certainly, if there are people sleeping in different, sitting at different tables, in a hotel, for example, and on every table there's a separate candelabra, there's no question that is certainly mutter. You can make a separate bracha because every table has its own Kavod Shabbos. I don't in any way want to diminish the obligation of Kavod Shabbos. And certainly in a situation, for example, where everybody is lighting candles, let's say there's a simcha in a hall, but everybody is coming from home and everybody wants to light their own candles at home, certainly everybody, still there should be, if at all possible, candles also lit at the hall where the simcha is taking place, because as we've been saying, Kavod Shabbos is represented, more Kavod Shabbos is represented by having Shabbos candles lit at the table, and that would be the best thing. The question that comes up obviously very often is if someone are coming to a family for Shabbos. So there's a number of shaylos. One is if a couple is moving into someone else's home for Shabbos. So lighting candles on the table, we just said, is a real issue. And therefore, what would be best is, if at all possible, preferably to have all the lights closed in the bedroom in which they're sleeping. And if by closing the lights in the bedroom and lighting the candles in the bedroom is the preferable method. If, as is very commonly the case, a couple is going out to eat Friday night at someone's home, and they're coming home after the meal, what should they do? So the halacha is that they should light at home, because there's a chiyuv of lighting Shabbos candles in every home. But if they're not going to be there during the meal, they have a real issue. So what they should do is, the best is that they should try to light very long candles in a room where there is no electricity. And like that, they should come home and find their candles on. and have those candles serve the purpose of Oynik Shabbos, because they're giving light in a room that is dark. And like that, they have every right to light the candles. They've lit candles in their own bias, and they're also enjoying those candles. On another Eitzah is, let's say they're concerned that they're not going to come home on soon enough that the candles are still on. They assume that the meal that they're going to be attending outside of home is going to take a very long time. So the Paiskim say, if the man has to go to shul to daven, but if the woman waits at home long enough that it gets a little dark and she is able to use those candles, even though it's not completely dark, again, those candles represent our Oynik Shabbos, and you can rely and make a bracha on those candles. But there should be candles lit in the home where you are sleeping, and not just light candles in the place where you're eating. Because lighting candles in the place where you're eating when you're not sleeping is taking away from your obligation of having candles on in the bayis that's occupied for Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch we read discusses Bochrim that go away from their home. And Bochrim that go away from the home, as we discussed, do not have the heter that they could rely on their wives lighting candles on their behalf. So the Paiskim say that candles should be lit in the dining room where all the boys, or in a seminary, all the girls are eating. I saw that the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi, Perek Mem Hei, Sif Yur Aleph, quotes of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and the Tshuvas and Haggis, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, say that the candles that are lit in the public dining room should be lit in a place that everybody will be able to see the candle. Because let's think about this, they say. We're not lighting the candle in this room for Oynik Shabbos, because the Oynik Shabbos were accomplished with the fact that we have electricity, we have lights on in that dining room. The candles are being lit for Kavod Shabbos. And since the candles are being lit for Kavod Shabbos, the halacha is that you have to indeed see those candles. And if those candles are in some corner that no one sees, you wouldn't be fulfilling the obligation of Kavod Shabbos. And if there are people that want to light candles in their dormitory room, now, before we go that, even though we read in the Shulchan Aruch that if I'm in someone else's home and I want to rely on their Shabbos candles, I have to be mishtatif bepruta, the Paiskim say that people, boys or girls, who are in a yeshiva or in a seminary, they don't have to be mishtatif and pruta. They're in the same category as being part of a family. If you're part of a family, even if you're not a relative, but you're staying in that family, that makes you part of the family. Whoever is a member, whoever is a student in the yeshiva, is also considered part of the yeshiva. And therefore, the candles that are bought by the yeshiva administration work for everybody. In the dormitory itself, there is no reason to light Shabbos candles. Because let's think about it. The Kavod Shabbos is in the room where we're eating. The Oynik Shabbos, there's electricity in the dormitory, and that accomplishes the Oynik Shabbos. Not only that, say the Paiskim, but if someone were to want to light candles in the dormitory, he would have a real issue, and the only time he has a right to light the candles is, of course, he has to get permission, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi in that sif that I quoted. You have no right to light candles in a place where you don't have permission. And furthermore, you have to actually eat in the room where there are candles. If a group of people are traveling together and are staying elsewhere, so as the Mishnah Brewer said, for the Kavod Shabbos, if this whole group of people are all married men, they could rely on their wives at home, especially if they're in the same time zone. But they should still light candle chatchila in that room. The Paiskim say that Bezman Hazeh, we could be much more lenient with this issue because we could rely on the electricity to accomplish the Oinig Shabbos. If, say the Paiskim, somebody is in a hotel for Shabbos and they need to light candles, so the best thing to do is to light, as I said earlier, is to light candles on every table separately in the dining room. Because like that, you have the Kavod Shabbos of lighting candles at the table where you are sitting. But to light candles in a separate area where no one is sitting, as we've said previously, is not, there really is no heter, because it doesn't represent not Kavod Shabbos nor Oinig Shabbos. So says the Debre Tzina Rav in a Tshuva Chelek Aleph Siman Yudalad. What would probably be best, if they won't allow you to light candles in the dining room, is to light candles in your own room. But you have to be careful to light candles in the room. Number one, you have to have permission to light candles in the room. It shouldn't be a fire hazard. And also to be careful that the room should be completely dark. Because if you're not eating in that room, then you don't have the heter of Kavod Shabbos. You're relying on Oinig Shabbos. And if you're relying on Oinig Shabbos, then you can only light candles where you have an Oinig Shabbos and you don't have a, and you, if you have electricity, then the candles aren't creating the Oinig Shabbos. When we rely on the heter of Oinig Shabbos, say the Paiskim, doesn't mean specifically that the person who lit the candle is benefiting from the light, or anyone who is benefiting, as long as the candle is lit, somebody is benefiting from that light, that is considered that you had a right, that you lit the candles l'shem Oinig Shabbos. And therefore, if the candles are being lit by my wife, and she's leaving the home right away, but I will be able to come home and benefit from those candles, or even if not I, anyone will be able to come into the house and benefit from those candles, we have fulfilled the obligation of Oinig Shabbos, of lighting candles for Oinig Shabbos, and you can light those candles and light them with a bracha. So as we complete our shiurim on lighting the candles, we repeat what we have been learning. There are two reasons to light candles: Kavod Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos. You don't need to have both reasons in place in order to light candles. Either reason themselves is enough to light candles if you have a situation of Kavod Shabbos or you have a situation of Oinig Shabbos. Each reason alone obligates us to be able to mekayim this tremendous mitzvah of lighting candles, that the Gemara we began the shurim says, Haraga b'ner havalei b'nin talmid chachamim. And I saw a fantastic story from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said that already in his times there was a weakening of religious observance. And he says it could be that the weakening of that religious observance was because the women weren't as careful as they used to be. The minig that the Chafetz Chaim quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, that when a woman lights candles, she should daven that her children should grow up to be Talmidei Chachamim Yerushalayim, that minig got weakened. And who knows if children and generations aren't in the same madrega that they used to be, if we're missing fulfilling this important mitzvah so very properly.